Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, further concerns about data protection at Letterkenny University Hospital have been raised after it emerged that earlier this year, on two separate occasions, the hospital was contacted after patient lists were found off-site. There are indications that the Riverine project is finally getting the green light, with an expectation that €9 million in funding is about to be announced for the project. Investigations are continuing this evening following a major cross-border operation yesterday. And the Junior Housing Minister has said works under the MICA redress scheme could get underway this autumn. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, further concerns about data protection at Letterkenny University Hospital have been raised after it emerged that earlier this year, on two separate occasions, the hospital was contacted after patient lists were found off-site. It comes following revelations yesterday that a patient file containing sensitive medical records of an elderly woman was found in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park, while earlier this year a patient was contacted by the hospital to advise that their medical file had been found in the High Road area of the town. Donald Kavanagh has more.
In a statement issued this evening, Selta says Letterkenny University Hospital takes all breaches of data protection seriously and all such cases are managed in line with HSE policy. It was confirmed that in March of this year, the hospital was made aware of a patient list which was contained in refuse collected by the litter warden in Letterkenny. In addition, in May this year, the hospital was advised that a further patient list had been identified off-site. Selta says in both cases, the hospital retrieved the information and contacted each patient, 33 in total, to advise them of the incidents. An apology was issued to each patient and the Data Protection Commissioner was also notified. The hospital says they have very clear data protection guidelines in place and staff are regularly advised of their responsibility to protect patient data.
There are indications that the Riverine project is finally getting the green light, with an expectation that €9 million in funding is about to be announced for the project. Councillors in Strabane and the Finn Valley say the project will totally transform the landscape and land use over and along the banks of the Foyle, creating an outstanding visual and leisure amenity which will act as a cross-border shared space. Last year, an application for funding was turned down by Councillor Gary Doherty, says the indications are that the special EU programmes body will announce the funding in the coming days.
While we do have to respect the protocols which SEUPB have set out, all the indications are pointing that the funding application for the Riverine project has been successful this time, and almost €9 million will be now invested into the Riverine project, which is absolutely fantastic news for the people of that area.
It's a true cross-border project in every sense of the word, enhancing links, both infrastructure and community-based.
Yeah, the wider hinterland, right throughout Tyrone and Donegal are going to benefit, and across the northwest are going to benefit from this project. I mean, this is probably the best news that this area has had in generations. What we're going to see now is almost €9 million being invested into developing 30 acres, which will be developed into a shared parkland, which is going to have public walkways, a public events space, train bridge over the River Foyle connecting Lifford and Strabane. We're going to have river access to the River Foyle, which wasn't previously at that location before. And one of the most important aspects is that there's going to be a world-class play experience developed for our children and young people. And this is something that the people of Lifford in particular have been crying out for a long time. We don't have a public playground available for the children in Lifford. And now we're going to have a world-class playground available to the people, not only in Lifford, but in the people in the wider East Donegal and West Tyrone areas.
Investigations are continuing following a major cross-border operation yesterday. Detectives in Derry investigating INLA criminality seized two assault rifles and a submachine gun, while in a follow-up search carried out in Burnfoot, a large quantity of counterfeit goods were seized by Gardaí. One man arrested as part of the operation in Derry has since been released, while a 44-year-old man remains in custody. Andrew Louth has more.
In total, seven searches were carried out under the Terrorism Act, and PSNI were supported by HMRC officers during the operation. As well as the weapons, a quantity of Class B drugs, counterfeit clothing and DVDs, approximately £13,000 in cash, phones, tablets, documentation, over 7,000 illicit cigarettes and a quantity of hand-rolling tobacco were also seized. A further search was carried out in relation to the investigation in the Derry area. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Donegal conducted a follow-up search in which around 60,000 illicit cigarettes, a large quantity of tobacco, as well as a large quantity of counterfeit clothing, DVDs and other items, including money, were seized during the operation. A 43-year-old man arrested yesterday following the operation has been released on bail pending further inquiries. A 44-year-old man who was also arrested yesterday remains in police custody.
Talks between SIPCHI, the HSE and the Department of Public Expenditure are due to take place tomorrow ahead of planned industrial action by health support staff. Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the facilities which will be affected, with 10,000 workers set to strike next Thursday in a row over a job evaluation scheme and pay increases. The Workplace Relations Commission has called both parties to talks tomorrow. Healthcare assistants, porters, cleaners and chefs are among the staff that will strike. 5 further days of strike action are also planned. Paul Bell of SIPCHI says they don't want to impact on health services in order to get what they want.
The Workplace Relations Commission have issued an invitation to SIPCHI to attend for exploratory talks with the Department of Public Expenditure Reform, the Health Service Executive and the Department of Health. We've accepted the invitation as it's most desirable to resolve this dispute without impacting on hospital services on Thursday next. However, I must stress these are exploratory discussions.
The Junior Housing Minister has said works under the MICA redress scheme could get underway this autumn. However, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has given this a cautious welcome. Minister Damien English told Deputy Pringle that he hopes there will be no further delays in the implementation of the scheme.
When we would have last met the group, apart from formerly in Donegal, we would have been targeted at an opportunity to try to start fixing houses maybe this July. It looks now as if we're going to be into the autumn, but I don't see any reason why we can't have all these procedures worked out and be starting to fix houses in the autumn. There's been a couple of meetings now already between Mayo and Donegal with our officials since we announced this clarification as well. Everybody has agreed on all sides to move as quickly as we possibly can, because naturally we all want to step in there and fix houses. So I don't see any reason why the procedures and all that can't be put to bed over the weeks ahead, and certainly we'll be back to government then for the final sign off. And we should be able to fix houses in autumn, which I accept hands up here that is certainly a number of months behind what we thought we would be able to do. When I last met the group formally in Donegal, we would have been hoping for possibly June or July this year. It looks like it'll be the autumn, but hopefully that will get started then and we can move on.
Deputy Pringle also pressed the minister to clarify why only €20 million has been allocated for this scheme and why the terms and conditions have not yet been drafted. Deputy Pringle says there's a lot of hopes from government, but again, no definite time frame given.
Homeowners in Donegal have gone through a lot at this stage and are waiting hard to get the scheme up and running and to get it started. And you know, and I think they need to hear fully what the government intends to do. Basically, he said that he hopes that they would have been up and running by now, but that obviously hasn't happened. And that he hopes that there would be some work carried out by in the autumn time. That's, I would stress the word hope there, because I think there's a lot of work to be done before the scheme actually gets off the ground, because it seems that the terms of reference of the scheme haven't exactly been finally worked out with the council and that as well. And that's, I think that's of concern to me and all the householders that are affected by the MICA across Donegal. The terms of reference haven't even been identified and finalised and written down and agreed with between the department and the council as of yet. So when the terms of reference are finalised, then are we going to end up in a situation where the council is going to turn around and say, well, we need staffing then to ensure that we can deliver the scheme? And this is the danger, is that you can see this running on again for a number of years before actually any houses get repaired, and that's the last thing anybody wants to see.
The Taoiseach has been told that what people need is more than a debate in relation to delays in the allocation of home help hours. As of the end of April, over 6,300 people were awaiting home help services. During leaders' questions in the Dáil today, Leo Varadkar said the government is keen to ensure the extra 800,000 home help hours allocated this year are delivered. He was speaking in response to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who told the Taoiseach there are serious inefficiencies in the current system.
Let's put it like this, and I'm sure that every deputy in this House knows of, if not multiple cases, at least single cases in their constituency, where there are people in our acute hospitals that are medically discharged and should be at home, but aren't at home because there's no home care supports for them. Now let's look at the numbers of that there, Minister, and you know this coming from a medical profession. It costs the state €6,000 to have somebody in an acute bed. It costs them €106 per week, €160 if they can get the home care support package. This represents huge inefficiencies, and we talk about inefficiencies and wastage in health. It makes absolutely no sense that patients who are medically discharged are not being able to go back into their home environment because there is a blunt instrument from the HSE to say that we have run out of money and we cannot provide the home care supports for you. Minister, there was a need for an additional allocation. There was a need for more money. We argued for that at the time, but whatever about that, we now know the facts. We now know that there are 6,000 people in wait lists. We now know that there are countless others who have had hours cuts. We now know that there is a situation where home help hours are not going to be provided until November. And we now know that the HSE and home help hours that come back into the system aren't going to put them back out, aren't going to recycle them or reallocate them. Mm-hmm. Minister, we need more than a debate. You are in charge. Your minister is in charge. This is huge inefficiency. Deputy. This is huge waste. And this is causing serious distress to the patients, to their families, to their carers. I'm asking you to act quickly on this.
There are calls for a community-based suicide prevention programme to be rolled out in Donegal. Caroline McGuigan, founder and CEO of Suicide or Survive, says latest figures suggest approximately 400 deaths per year nationally, with many more people attempting to take their own life. She says the Eden programme is based on a model of group therapy and complements other one-on-one counselling services offered at Pieta House and elsewhere. The programme is currently being offered with HSC partners in Dublin, Galway, Mayo, and Roscommon, and Miss McGuigan says she would like to see it expanded into Donegal.
It's one day a week over 6 months, and what we would say to people is not judging, not saying you should or shouldn't, but would you consider coming on this educational programme and looking at what it might be like to live? And on a weekly basis, it's a group of 16 people learning from each other, sharing what works, and it's about educating yourself on, well, how do I manage emotions? How do I manage relationships? What is suicide? What is anxiety? What is depression? So it's giving people an opportunity to remember that they do have resilience, even in that really dark place. It takes at least 6 months, along with other support.
You're looking to roll it out elsewhere, Donegal, obviously, on your list of priorities. How close are you to a potential rollout?
From our experience, Donal, is first and foremost, we work with the National Suicide Prevention, the HSE, and then we work with communities, and we say, okay, collectively, how can we make it happen? What resources are there? What funding? And sometimes it can be an organisation says, well, we will provide the venue. And it is about that collaboration, Donal. So it's very much the more that we all take it on together, the better chance it has of it becoming embedded in a county. So we're saying to people, look, we're in Galway, we're in Mayo, we're in Roscommon, we're in Dublin. And then let's look at how do we make it happen. And it's not rushing into things. It's not, you know, this has to be well thought out. And we have to make sure the environment people come into is a welcoming environment. The facilitators have to be extremely skilled around this. And also as a community, we're encouraging each other.
The revelation that cervical check smear tests were being outsourced is unacceptable, according to the Taoiseach. A report from Dr. Gabriel Scally shows the tests were being sent to as many as 16 labs instead of 6 as originally thought. It's raised concerns about the vetting of the labs involved in testing smears. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the way tests were handled is not acceptable.
The revelations that some of the labs outsourced slides to other labs is serious. It is unacceptable. It wasn't approved, and it may well have been a breach of contract. It shouldn't have happened, and it should have been picked up by Cervical Check's own quality assurance and management scheme, and clearly was not.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Check out the great range of Father's Day gift ideas for your dad, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 16 minutes past 5, and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Jim McGuinness has been sacked as manager of Charlotte Independence. The Glenties native took charge at the USL Championship Club 6 months ago, signing a 3-year contract at the time. The Independence website confirmed the club and Jim had parted ways 14 games into the season. They currently sit second from bottom with 1 win, 6 draws and 7 defeats. After a coaching role at Celtic and an assistant manager with Beijing Guoan, the job in North Carolina was McGuinness's first managerial position. The club said they appreciated Jim McGuinness' commitment to the organisation during his time with the club. To some boxing now, and Jason Quigley will defend his NABF middleweight title against Turiano Johnson at Fantasy Springs Resort and Casino on the 18th of July. Quigley Johnson will be the main event of a Golden Boy boxing fight card. Quigley defeated Glenn Tapia in March 2017 to win the NABF middleweight strap and defended with the defeat of Freddie Hernandez back in October of last year. We'll go back to soccer now, and it's currently Republic of Ireland under-21s 0, Brazil under-22s 1 in the second semi-final of the Toulon tournament. Brazil also missed a penalty inside the first 5 minutes. Japan are awaiting the winners in the final. Hosts France are looking to make it 2 wins from 2 in Group A of the Women's World Cup later. They take on Norway in Nice. Nigeria have picked up their first win in the group with a 2-0 victory over South Korea. The top two in Group B kicked off at 5 p.m. with Germany facing Spain. And the latest from there is that that game is scoreless with 18 minutes played. Robbie Keane's considering becoming Middlesbrough's new assistant manager, but he insists he'll remain part of Mick McCarthy's Republic of Ireland setup. Ireland's record goal scorer has an offer to join Jonathan Woodgate's backroom team at Borough. Keane says he's been in regular contact with Woodgate even before his former Leeds teammate took the job at the Riverside.
I knew, obviously, we speak to each other all the time in terms of he's been a coach for 2 years there, and Middlesbrough seemingly in the news that he was going to get the job maybe a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't think for 1 second that he was going to call me. I thought he may have someone there that he's with, so first person call was me, so I must be all right.
Daniel James's move from Swansea to Manchester United has been confirmed. The winger moves from the Championship to the Premier League club on a 5-year contract. United legend Ryan Giggs manages James at international level with Wales. Speaking to Sky Sports News earlier this week, Giggs tipped him to handle the pressure of playing at Old Trafford.
Great lad, great character, true professional, and yeah, I think, you know, regarding being earmarked and getting kicked, that's something he's going to have to get used to, and you do as a winger, because, you know, defenders will try and stop you, fairly or unfairly.
The Donegal School Boys 2005 team suffered their second defeat of the Kennedy Cup competition earlier on today when they were beaten by Sligo Leitrim by 1-0. They play Limerick Desmond at 6 p.m. tonight. Inishowen were beaten 4-1 by Galway today in their second game, and they take on North Tipperary this evening with kickoff also at 6 p.m. Inishowen's first game ended in a 1-1 draw with South Belfast. In rugby, Ireland have kept alive their slim hopes of a semi-final spot at the World Under-20 Championship. Noel McNamara's side ran in 5 tries in a 38-14 bonus point win over Italy in Santa Fe. Ireland still need a huge win for South Africa over New Zealand this evening to secure a semi-final berth as best runners-up. Ronan O'Gara has enclosed the door on a return to the Crusaders. It's been confirmed that the former Ireland out half is to become the new head coach at French top 14 side La Rochelle. O'Gara will join the European Challenge Cup finalists at the end of the current Super Rugby campaign. In cycling, Chris Froome will miss next month's Tour de France after suffering a broken leg today. The four-time winner of the Tour fell during his recon ride of today's fourth stage of the Critérium du Dauphiné. And finally, on tonight's GAA programme with Tom Comack, former All-Star defenders Kevin Cassidy of Donegal and John Lynch of Tyrone, as well as former Fermanagh player and manager Dom Corrigan, look back on last Saturday's Ulster semi-final and Donegal's win over Tyrone. Kevin, John and Dom also give their thoughts on Donegal's Ulster final meeting with Cavan on Sunday week, and what now of Tyrone and their prospects in the qualifiers with the Red Hands away to Longford on Saturday week. And that's all to come on the GAA programme with Tom Comack from 8:30 tonight. That's all your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next sports update will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, overseas tourists are spending less in Ireland and staying fewer nights, according to the latest figures from the CSO. In the first quarter of the year, just over 2 million people visited the country, an increase of 5.5%. However, earnings in the sector were down 4.6%, while the length of time visitors stayed fell from 6.5 to 6 nights. Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, Niall Gibbons, says some overseas markets are performing better than others.
People may be staying slightly less, watching the amount of spend as well, and certainly some markets showing more volatility than others. For example, the United States and Canada powering ahead as we expected, but European markets showing a few nerves, perhaps around coming up to Brexit Day at the end of March. Certainly markets like France and Germany have been affected.
And finally, a Donegal doctor played a central role when a baby girl was born on board the 3:04 p.m. train from Galway to Dublin yesterday. Shortly after 5 o'clock, a woman went into labour as the train approached Kildare. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says off-duty doctor Alan Devine from Letterkenny was on board, and he and others were able to assist the woman as ambulance crews made their way to the station.
With the assistance of medical personnel who happened to be travelling on board, and our own staff and in the emergency services, a baby girl was safely delivered on board the train as it was stopped at Kildare station. So obviously we wish mother and baby well and are really grateful to everybody who came to their assistance.
For weather now, dull and mostly breezy today in moderate to fresh northerly breezes. Whilst it will remain largely dry, there will be limited sunny spells. Mild and pleasant with highest temperatures this evening of 13 to 16 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, further concerns about data protection at Letterkenny University Hospital have been raised after it emerged that earlier this year on two separate occasions the hospital was contacted after patient lists were found off-site. It comes following revelations yesterday that a patient file containing sensitive medical records of an elderly woman was found in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park, while earlier this year a patient was contacted by the hospital to advise that their medical file had been found in the High Road area of the town. There are indications that the Riverine project is finally getting the green light, with an expectation that €9 million in funding is about to be announced for the project. Councillors in Strabane and the Finn Valley say the project will totally transform the landscape and land use over and along the banks of the Foyle, creating a cross-border shared space. Investigations are continuing today following a major cross-border operation yesterday. Detectives in Derry investigating INLA criminality seized two assault rifles and a submachine gun, while in a follow-up search carried out in Burnfoot, a large quantity of counterfeit goods were seized by Gardaí. And the junior housing minister has said works under the MICA redress scheme could get underway this autumn. However, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has given this a cautious welcome. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 12th of June. The death has occurred of Augustine Gallagher, Nina Cahill, Inver. His remains will repose at his home tomorrow and Friday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. with rosary at 10 p.m. nightly. Removal on Saturday for funeral mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Frosses, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Mary Rose McDevitt, formerly of Lower Salaghgrain, Letterkenny. She'll repose at the family home at Lower Salaghgrain from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Friday at 12 noon, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. The death has taken place of Willie Bradley, Clondlash, Buncrana. His remains will repose at his residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there at 10:15 on Saturday morning to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Mary Breslin, Largy, Killybegs. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal on Friday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Day Centre, Killybegs Community Hospital. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of William McShane, 89 Lisnara Road, Dunamana, Tyrone. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Dunamana. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Pat O'Hagan, 4 Meadowbank Park, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Enan's Cathedral with interment in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral.